How's day two feel so far?
I don't think I slept a whole lot last night. One of these guys, I was telling somebody earlier, when my bedroom's messy, I have a hard time sleeping, any type of clutter. So the clutter between my ears definitely kept me up over the course of the night.
Have you wrapped your arms around the fact that you're the Royals manager?
It's hard to do that. I don't think that's going to come anytime soon. I think right now it's just try to get up to speed, try to connect with everybody. This is very different than what I was doing. I had a nice little silo that I worked in, and it was comfortable. This is about as uncomfortable as it gets right now. So just trying to communicate with everybody and connect the dots and, just try to get up to speed.
Is your coaching style changed at all now, or is it more of what you've been doing?
No, it can't. I feel like I'm the same guy as a major league coach that I was as a minor league coach and minor league manager. It can't change. You know, I think I've gained trust with the players that I've worked with, being who I am, so that will continue.
So did you get a sense of why Mike Elias chose you? A lot of the coaching staff has minor league coaching experience. Why were you the interim manager?
It's probably a better question for him. I'm not sure. I've been here for 5 years. I feel like I probably built some equity in the building through my time here. So I'm sure that had a little something to do with it, but probably a good question for Mike.
Tony, I know you guys are supposed to move on to the next day and play the game, but especially for these guys, is that probably more difficult to do rather than be said?
Yeah, absolutely. This is tough. This is emotional. There's a lot of emotions for a lot of our guys, for us as coaches. I mean, this was a tough pill to swallow in a lot of ways. So we have to say that, and that's what we have to try to do. But we also have to recognize that it's not going to be as linear as we want.
What did you learn from Brandon as a manager?
Brandon gave me a shot. You know, Brandon, I was a minor league coach, you know, and I probably should have spent more time in the minor leagues, you know, you know, the old era, guys would spend 20, 30 years before they get one of these opportunities. I spent 10. It didn't seem like enough, probably. My feelings, watching how my dad went through the minor leagues and what my feeling on a major league coach is. But he pulled me out of there, gave me a shot here, taught me what the big leagues are. And it's unlike anything, any other level of baseball. It's completely different. So he taught me the big leagues. He taught me how to be a major league coach. He taught me how to be a professional major league coach and how to handle the ups and the downs. And have the patience and the calm that you need to work here.
I know you're still figuring out what your philosophy is going to be as a manager, but what was your philosophy maybe as an infield coach working with players?
I think just all about the player. I mean, everything that we do has to be about the player. It's going to be the same as a manager. I think you kind of start and end there.
Tony, are you still sorting out how the players are processing the emotions? And I mean, they were close with Brandon, they're close with you, and what's going on in there right now?
Yes, and we will get to open lines of communication here on this road trip. We'll start to kind of sit these guys down and talk to them and see where they're at, see how they're feeling, and see ways that we can kind of help the process move along. But yeah, this isn't it happened yesterday and it's over today. This is going to linger for a little bit, and we got to do the best we can to move forward and try to win some games.
So you guys have Kramer Monday, Sugano Wednesday, TBA for Tuesday.
Okay.
Do you know what the pitching plan might be for Tuesday morning?
I'm not there yet.
You mentioned the clutter between your brain. What is kind of the biggest thing to think about right now?
Getting the day organized. Just all the different things that kind of go into this. I mean, when you're managing in the minor leagues, or you're coaching in the minor leagues, or you're a third base coach here and doing the infield stuff, you know, there's information that you're looking at on a daily and nightly basis that gets you through the day. That helps you make the best decisions you can. That information dramatically changes when you're sitting in the seat of a major league manager. So just trying to understand the information that I like that's applicable for me and understand where our coaches kind of help move that process along and what the load that they can kind of help me carry. So just trying to get that part of the day organized.
Tony, I know you're leaning on your coaches to help you through this process. Coaching staff is pretty inexperienced themselves. Is that make it unique, I guess, to lean on those guys right now as you're learning yourself?
Sure, that's a story. I mean, you can go that route without a doubt. We have really good coaches, whether they have experience or not. Do we lack some experience in the major leagues? I guess, possibly. I would imagine that if you go around some of the other staffs in the big leagues, you would find similar type of experience on those staffs. So our guys are good. They're prepared. They're united. We all need to get the organization through this and try to get this thing turned around, and we'll do just that.
Are you going to get to add another coach?
We haven't had those conversations yet.
Do Has your dad given you any advice? Have you talked to him since this happened?
Well, he's a special advisor, so yeah. Yeah, he still works for the Braves. He's got the special advisor title. He's really good at giving advice. And it's really good advice. And it's been that since my first day playing, my first day coaching. And it's absolutely a guy I'll lean on, you know, nightly. And I probably won't have to call him. I'm sure he'll be calling me.
I only ask this because I'm type A, and yeah. I'm the same way where, like, I can't sleep if things aren't organized. Like, would you describe yourself the same way that, like, you just, everything has to be kind of, like, you have to know your process before you can, like, move on?
If that's what you consider type A, then sure.
Tony, just with the fact that you're a Vanderbilt guy, and, you know, you've had that baseball lifer kind of title, I mean, how much do you feel like that helps you prepare in this situation where, you know, you have to be quick on your feet and, you know, prepare these guys to play each day from now on?
Sure. Vanderbilt and the coach of Vanderbilt, Coach Corbin, what they teach you is how to think. You know, they teach you how to think fast and understand different concepts and, you know, just how to use your mind, essentially. I think the experience kind of gives you the experience and the different situations and the failures and successes that you've had in that experience. And I think if you put, you know, your ability to think and tie that to your successes and failures, I think it probably paints a picture of what you should probably do.
It's been obviously noticeable the team, you know, believes in platoons, left, right, extracting every advantage. Yesterday was noticeable three lefties at the top, three pretty good hitters, obviously.
Sure.
Is that an indication that the organization may be open to trying some different things moving forward?
Yes. I'm not quite there to wrapping my brain around that. We will continue to do things similar to how they've been done. How they've been done have been done really good in a lot of different ways. I'm sure you'll see some small changes as we go that would have probably happened whether I was sitting in the seat or Brandon was sitting in the seat. So things continue to evolve. It's a group process in there. There's a lot of smart people that collectively get together and try to do the best thing they can for the organization every day.
I'm sorry if this repeats me every day. Do you know the outlook for Tyler O'Neill?
The outcome, he's going to go on the IL.
Do you know what, like, with the, is that a left shoulder?
Left shoulder impingement.
Gotcha.